Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The CDC is now warning that respiratory illnesses are spreading across the U.S. At least 38 states now showing high or very high levels of illness, including COVID, flu, and RSV. Hospitalizations for flu jumping 35% in just a week. COVID hospitalizations rising 8 weeks in a row now.
I don't know what I got, but I feel horrible. Flu or RSV. It ain't COVID. I've taken several tests. But there's a bunch of stuff.
Statistics. It's just clickbait. It makes a guy cynical. I have no doubt whatsoever that all these respiratory illnesses are on the rise in significant numbers. But if something starts at one in a billion and it rises 33% in just a week, that ain't nothing to worry about.
No, I don't ever pay attention to headlines like that anyway.
You,
I would
you
just
gotta
go
give
with,
me numbers.
I don't even do that. I just go with anecdotal. I know a whole bunch of people that have been really sick recently. That's what
anecdotal.
I know.
Anecdotal. Call me Captain Data.
So this is another, I feel like the coffin has the lid nailed on it. There's no chance the lid's coming off, but we're continuing to put nails in the coffin lid. Another nail in the coffin. On universities and our attitudes toward them. There's some numbers.
Let me jump in here. I would say among us and our crowd and probably the good folks listening, you're right. But America at large, I feel like we're only beginning to be at a place where the masses of people are aware there's a problem.
Wow. You may be right.
Well, nah, a little past the beginning. Because my mind goes to all of the polls we've seen, left, right, and center. People's regard for universities and colleges has dropped significantly in the last couple of decades. So, yeah, we're further than I said.
It has dropped a lot. Yeah, I saw the numbers the other day. Well, this is about how the humanities have been a mess for a long time, but now this nonsense has gotten into, like, science and math, which is really crazy. The headline from the opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, Alan Sokol's joke is on us as postmodernism comes to science. And I kind of barely remembered the name Alan Sokol. He was famous for getting a paper published back in 1996. He was a mathematician, and he actually got this published. Transgressing the boundaries towards a transformative hermeneutics of quantum gravity. And the what it is so complicated, but maybe you can figure it out.
Again, oh, no, I love these.
This is phony. He asserted that, among other things, that physical reality, no less than social reality, is at bottom a social and a linguistic construct, and that the scientific community cannot assert a privileged epistemological status with respect to counter-hegemonic narratives emanating from dissident or marginalized communities. It was all a hoax designed to demonstrate that postmodernism was nonsense, but he got it published. And this guy talks about this. The person who wrote this piece in the Wall Street Journal, he's a taught physics at Yale. He's a well-known physicist. Mm-hmm. And he said, in the 80s and 90s, my colleagues and I took a lot of pride in our position up on Science Hill, looking down on the humanities scholars in the intellectual valleys below and laughing at them for their nonsense. But we were up, you know, where the scientists and the mathematicians and all the smart people were. We weren't down there with the weirdos in the humanities. But now it's just happening anywhere. Listen to some of these. In November of 2022, the Journal of Chemical Education published a special topics class in chemistry on feminism and science as a tool to disrupt the disconscious racism in STEM.
Oh, boy.
In the description of it, this article presents an argument on the importance of teaching science with a feminist framework and defines it by acknowledging that all knowledge is historically situated and influenced by social power and politics.
That's right. The motion of electrons is just a function of your white patriarchal cisgenderism. No, it's not, you effing lunatics.
I know. The course promises to explore the development and interrelationship between quantum mechanics, Marxist materialism, Afrofuturism pessimism, and post-colonial nationalism.
Whoa. What was that one? Afrofuturism what?
/pessimism. But so quantum mechanics is like some hardcore math. And you're looking at the interrelationship between, quantum mechanics and Marxism and nationalism and colonialism. I mean, it's just hilarious on its face.
Yes, it is.
To problematize
it. What's disturbing, though, is that anybody would look at it and say, that's hilarious, or would look at it and not say, that's hilarious on its face.
The words they use, too. To problematize time as a linear social construct, the Copenhagen interpretation of the collapse of wave-particle duality was utilized. Whatever that
was. Well, of course it was.
There's another one, and this is recently. In March 22, Physical Review Physics Education Research published Observing Whiteness in Introductory Physics, a Case Study. What is that about? Within whiteness, the organization of social life is in terms of a center and margins that are based on dominance, control, and transcendent figure that is consistently and structurally ascribed value over and above other figures. The paper criticizes the use of whiteboards, actual whiteboards, as a primary pedagogical tool. That'd be a teaching tool. You're using a whiteboard to teach.
Well, because it's white as opposed to like a black chalkboard?
They explain it here. On the grounds that they play a role in reconstituting whiteness as a social organization. They collaborate with white organization culture where ideas and experiences gain value, become more central when written down. So the fact that these things are written on a whiteboard is pushing white supremacy.
Well, wait a second, and that last part caught my ear, too, where ideas and experiences gain value, become more central when written down. Oh, I know what they're driving at. The great oral traditions of the native people need to be every bit as respected as, I don't know, Einstein's theory of relativity, just because it was written down. Man, you people are soft heads. You are cultists. You believe stupid stuff.
One more example before this physicist gets to his point. A January 2023 paper presented at the Joint Mathematics Meeting, the world's biggest gathering of mathematicians ever, every year, was titled Undergraduate Mathematics Education as a White, Cis-Hetero-Patriarchal Space and Opportunities for Structural Disruption to Advance Queer of Color Justice. This is at a meeting of mathematicians.
Man, there's a lot there.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're getting the word queer, people of color, any of that stuff, into a group of mathematicians, it's hard to imagine how or why.
Well, that's just because you're down with the cis-heteropatriarchal space.
Anyway, he goes on to say, undergraduates are being exposed to this stuff as well. Rice University offers a course called Afrochemistry, the Study of Black Life Matter, in which students will apply chemical tools and analysis to understand black life in the United States, and students will implement African-American sensibilities to analyze chemistry.
You know, that one strikes me as slightly less loony.
The course catalog notes that no prior knowledge of chemistry or African-American studies is required for engagement in this course.
I mean, I could see roping little kids in with, like, I mean, I wouldn't make it about race, because that just, it is unhealthy. Tribal politics is always unhealthy. It's dangerous. I could see roping people in with, like, the physics of baseball, you know, or how quantum mechanics affects video games, you know, that sort of thing. I like that sort of class.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and I don't know, like we started with, is everybody becoming aware of it? Is this going to die, or is it gaining ground and going to be with us forever? And at the end...
No, it's got to be killed, because it's utterly, obscenely illogical. It has nothing to do with learning. It's about control.
His final paragraph is, had an article like any of these appeared in 1996, it would have been dismissed outside the postmodernist fringe. But last year, Sokol himself, the guy who did the original fake one that we mentioned, noting that the article was number 56 on the Altmetric ranking of most discussed scholarly articles for 2020, felt the need to write a 20-page single-spaced rebuttal. The joke turns out to be on all of us, and it isn't funny.
Wow. Wow.
So, well, first of all, as some of our favorite people, Peter Boghossian and James Lindsay, have pointed out, this is all complete BS. So, do the smart people, like, twist themselves into knots to try to believe it? Do they just go along with it knowing it's BS, but they feel like it's pointed in the right direction of history or something? Or what's happening there?
Right, it's that idea of preference alteration where you go along to get along, particularly if the tide is running or the current's running so fast in one direction, you realize as an academic, I've got to at least pretend to be going along with this stuff. So you got your true believers, you got your just completely ignorant types, then you have your, this will end my career, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I skipped over a part where a Canadian professor, he stood up against one of these things and lost his job, so you're right. You think,
I
don't want to lose
plenty
my,
of people like that. Yeah.
I don't want to lose my job by raising my hand and saying, this is a bunch of crap. Gravity's gravity. You don't have to work in queerness or blackness or whiteness or colonialization or anything like that into gravity.
Yeah, preference falsification was the phrase I'm looking for. There was one guy, you happen to see that article, and I thought it was hilarious the other day, but there was one point they made that, where is it? They're talking about this, a group of physicists wrote to the American Physical Society and objected to the observing whiteness article that you just quoted that with that long, incomprehensible, just vomitous of jargon. And the American Physical Society, which is all about physics, invited a response, then refused to publish it on the grounds that its arguments, which were scientific and quantitative in a physics journal, were based on, quote, the perspective of a research paradigm that is different from the one of the research being critiqued. And said the writers, this is akin to stating that an astronomer must first must first accept astrology as true before critiquing it. So if you see this article and say, I think this article is wrong, you don't get to critique it. You only get to critique it if you concede that it's right. And that's a physics journal. Now, you don't need to know jack squat about physics, and I don't, to understand that that is the opposite of free inquiry. That's the opposite of curiosity. That's the opposite of science.
I like it when people refer to this stuff as Calvin Ball, if you're a fan of Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
Calvin Ball was a game he played where he would constantly change the rules just to make sure he always won. Because that's what all this stuff is. Plagiarism is important at Harvard until our president gets in trouble, then all of a sudden it's not important. It's Calvin Ball.
Yeah, exactly. The rules constantly change. But remember, that's because they don't have rules. They pretend to have rules to shame you into compliance. It's all a quest for power.
So crazy.
On a somewhat similar topic, a weird defense of Claudine Gay and her quote-unquote plagiarism coming up later in the hour. Next segment, have you noticed? It's impossible to get fired from Joe Biden's cabinet. There's practically nothing you can do short of an assassination attempt that will get you fired. A couple of examples.
Among other things on the way, stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, if you're traveling for the holidays, our friends at Pure Talk, they have you covered because they have just added international roaming to over 30 countries. Now, that's right, whether you're making calls from the Vatican, on the beaches of the Bahamas, they've got you covered. From the steps of Buckingham Palace to your villa in beautiful Italy, you can dial away. And here's the best part. There's no rate increase at all. Now, Pure Talk still saves the average family close to $1,000 a year. And they use the same cell tower, same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. Stop dragging your feet. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Join a veteran-owned wireless company that is saving people tons of money for the exact same service, and now offering international roaming to over 30 countries. Now, from your cell phone, just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving on your wireless right now.
Between global jihad, China, Russia, and our southern border, we are in for a long and protracted battle. You need to prepare for the worst. Protect your home, protect your family, and protect your investments. It's time to reach out to the Oxford Gold Group. They make it simple for whether you are buying more gold, diversifying your 401k, or buying gold for the first time. Call 833-995-GOLD or visit jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Make a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Help protect your identity and finances with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock detects identity threats you may miss on your own. And if you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS to save 25%.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media. Find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Lauren Boebert's husband just got arrested. I don't know if you've been following that story. Apparently they got in a fight. Her and her husband.
Yeah, didn't she punch him in the face? Allegedly or something? I don't know.
As a guy who's watched a number of these occur in bars, it's very difficult to assign blame in these things.
Yeah. Who's the aggressor, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously domestic violence is horrible and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm not blah, blah, blahing it. It's horrible. But sometimes there are willing participants, mutual combatants. I've seen a number of these. And, yeah, so she punched him in the nose somehow, but now he's been arrested. And
she's a scrappy little broad, isn't she? She's got a bit of the TP in her, doesn't she? The trailer park. And I'm not being insulting. I've known a lot of nice people who've lived in trailer parks, but it tends to be a scrappier existence than, I don't know, your local country club.
They are living a cop's sort of lifestyle, like bad boys, bad boys.
Oh, that's a good description. Yeah, yeah. So she gets her grope on in the theater.
Right.
And then you know, squares off for a little fisticuffs in a restaurant.
Well, I could see how they might have gotten an argument. Maybe he's upset about her giving handies to other dudes in movie theaters or whatever.
Well, I think they're estranged. I wonder if they were getting together to, like, negotiate the coming apart. I don't know.
Or just drink Jägermeister shots. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I hope those two kids can smooth out the problems without throwing any more haymakers.
So she was, like, not looking good in the polls there in the district she is in Colorado, and she's moved to a more Trumpy district where she's more likely to win. She said she moved.
More Trumpy?
Yeah. She said she moved to get away from him, but it's conveniently into a place where she is much more likely to be able to stay in the House of Representatives, so who knows?
Yeah, well, she's not the first to do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let the voters of that district hash it out. Boy, politics is weird right now. So the journal among other people.
I'll punch inflation in the nose, just like I punched my ex-husband in the nose at the Red Lobster the other night.
See, that's inappropriate. You need to rethink that slogan. Wow, I'm trying to come up with another one, but everything I come up with is not airworthy. Anyway, Wall Street Journal made the point that nobody gets fired from the Biden administration. It doesn't matter how terrible you are, how badly you screw up, whether you disappear from work for a week, for instance, in the case of the Secretary of Defense. And they cite several examples. Biden, and this is so Joe Biden, the back-slapping good old boy from Scranton who has no discernible talent other than being somewhat likable and is utterly lacking in testicles. He's Mr. We Better Not. He always goes the way the wind is blowing. You know, the folks on the left criticized him for going along with the big anti-crime bill in the 90s. Well, crime sucked in the 90s, and it was a good idea. And it was clearly a good idea. So the wind was howling in that direction, and Biden went along with it. But he has never done, I mean, he is the opposite of a profile in courage. He is a child's, a sailboat floating in a fountain in a park. Anyway. He's resisted pressure to fire members of his administration over the last 3 years. He rejected calls for the ouster of national security advisors following the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. The president has declined to push out cabinet secretaries or senior aides in response to the rise in illegal immigrants crossing U.S.-Mexico border. I'd say it's a rise. It's a cataclysm. It's a waterfall. Or revamp his political campaign amid poor polling. He's declined to remove Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, despite frustration from inside and outside the administration about his performance. It's because he's a no-good loser punk, which I've been trying to tell you since before he was appointed, because he came up through California politics. Anyway, it's Mr. Indecisive. God, the idea that he'd be president again is ridiculous.
We got a lot here. If you miss a segment, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Fed's new FedNow system is all about surveillance and control. Secure your assets today with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I recommend diversifying your retirement into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. Do this right now. Text SAFEGUARD to the number 989898 and get a free info kit from Birch Gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
Looking for top-notch personal protection? The Smith & Wesson Equalizer is here to level the playing field. Easy to rack slide, easy to control ergonomic grip. It's designed for you. With a 10, 13, and 15-round magazine included, size up for better control or size down for easier concealment. Don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your safety. Visit your local dealer now. To learn more about the Equalizer, visit smith-wesson.com. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. All capacity sizes may not be available in your jurisdiction. Be sure to check your local law.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I just saw on the Today Show they're going to have a big space shuttle exhibit in San Francisco now. Like the space shuttle that's been on exhibit in L.A. for quite a while. If you've never seen one of the space shuttles up close, take the kids. It's cool. Really cool. Mm-hmm. I took the kids last year to the one in L.A. It's awesome. Katie will have more details on that for our local listeners coming up. We don't do space shuttles anymore, though, right? We don't fly them anymore?
That's not over? For ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the term you use for people like Brian Williams, who got fired from NBC, or Joe Biden, people that make up these stories all the time?
Fabulists.
And what is the definition of that? It's not the same as being a liar.
Not precisely, no. It's the sort of person who enhances and exaggerates to the point of fictionalizing stories.
And can't seem to help themselves.
Yeah, it seems to be a compulsion.
Right, because in many cases, like with Brian Williams or with Joe Biden, as we're about to find out, you get caught regularly, but you keep doing it. It's weird. Yeah. So this first clip you're going to hear, this is Joe Biden from day before yesterday. He's at a church in the South. And he,
where that scumbag shot a bunch of people who were praying with him. Yeah, terrible case, but there he is exploiting it for politics.
And he makes a claim about civil rights. I'm doing this in a particular order to make the point, I think. So he makes another claim about being involved in the civil rights movement. Then the clip goes to 1987 because he was running for president and he had gotten caught in all kinds of different made up stories. And he's like really laying out how he like bearing his soul and how he was not involved. And that's important to the next clip we're going to hear.
Wow.
But anyway, this clip is the first one from a couple of days ago, the 1987, where he refutes his own stories. Here we go.
I've spent more time in Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware than I have than most people I know, black or white, have spent in that church. Because that's where I started. I started a civil rights movement.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
So he was trying to come clean back in 87. And he's like, you can't say you were involved in the civil rights movement because you thought the same things other people thought. I mean, that's...
Because you heard people at the pool say stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, so this is a long montage, and it's pretty long, but it makes it being long makes the point. How many times? This is over decades. It starts with Jake Tapper saying, what is the deal with this guy? This has been debunked many times. It ends with Jake Tapper. In between, it's all Joe Biden making these claims in different ways over many, many, many years.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in desegregated movie theaters. They organized voter registration drives.
From the time I got involved as a high school kid in the civil rights movement.
But I was a kid involved in the civil rights movement, desegregating restaurants and movie theaters in my state.
From the time I got involved as a kid in the civil rights movement.
Sit-ins and desegregating restaurants.
And I got involved in the civil rights movement just as a kid.
And that's why I got so deeply involved in my community with the civil rights movement.
When I sat in black churches in the east side of Wilmington getting ready to, and by the way, next to two Jewish rabbis, getting ready to go out and desegregate movie theaters in Delaware.
I come out of the civil rights movement.
I start off in the black churches, and we'd go from there to desegregate movie theaters.
For real, I got involved in the civil rights movement.
From the time I've been 18 years old, I've been involved in causes from the civil rights movement.
Got involved in the civil rights movement and desegregating restaurants, that kind of thing.
Coming out of the civil rights movement and being involved in the Jewish community as a kid in the civil rights movement. I got involved in the civil rights movement.
Getting ready to go out and desegregate restaurants and movie theaters.
This is what got me involved in civil rights as a kid.
I got very engaged, in my case, the civil rights movement.
Quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement, and more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
Yes, Jake Tapper of CNN, that is really, really weird.
If it were merely lying, that would be one thing, and it would be, you know, terrible and just self-aggrandizing and stupid. But I really think there's that weird phenomenon where a person can't reconcile their self-image with their reality. And so they change reality to reflect what their self-image is.
You think he feels like he should have been involved in the civil rights movement that he says that?
Yeah, phrase it how you want. He so wishes he had, or he's the sort of guy who would have. It just didn't happen that he was because of, you know, where he wasn't, but he 100% would have, and that becomes I was in certain people's brains.
And he didn't work on, he didn't help desegregate movie theaters and diners. He didn't do any of those things. No. Washington Post, New York Times have done many articles about this. And
march in anything.
No. He agreed with the marchers, which is nice, but you don't get to say all that. Isn't that nuts, though? I mean, how many times? And that's probably a fraction. I mean, because he's been in politics since I was seven. He's been a U.S. senator since I was 7 years old, and I'm old.
Yeah.
How many times has he said that? That's just so weird.
I know. Weird is one word for it. Safe district, I guess. I don't know. Safe state. He's got a big name. That's inexcusable.
Up until relatively recently, you couldn't get caught. I mean, nobody could compile a thing like that. You couldn't hardly get caught. It was very difficult to prove this sort of stuff. Although he did get caught in 87 when he was running for president, and that's what that and another plagiarism thing drove him out of the race in 88 to be the nominee for the Democratic Party. And as you heard there, he had to come clean and say, I agreed. I was involved, and I thought the same things they did. But no, I did not. It's so strange.
I find myself thinking about the state of our political process where somebody that delusional dishonest is in the spot he's in, and they're allegedly running him up the flagpole again, although I don't think they are.
Well, as Jake Tapper points out there at the end, it's been pointed out to him by aides, and he says he'll stop, and then he keeps going.
You know, I think we're to the point, although what percentage of people are aware of this? That's always an interesting question. I was going to say this is yet another example of, all right, I say we convene a jury. How does the first Tuesday in November work for you? And we'll vote on it. Is this guy such a crackpot he shouldn't hold office or not?
Or does that bother you more or less than January 6th? Yeah, that's what the referendum is going to be on all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It is a mark, I think, of our modern tribal politics, though, that somebody can be that bat-ass insane and loopy and still be taken seriously as a candidate. We're not a serious people. He flies the flag on one side, so they say, oh, look, he's got our flag. I'll vote for him.
But imagine if somebody sat you down and said, look, they're on to you, Joe. You can't keep saying you were nearly a Major League Baseball player, that scouts came and looked at you, because everybody knows that's not true now.
I was in the Dodgers organization, AAA. Yeah,
then you go to a Rotary Club meeting and you say it again.
Right. Or go on national TV and talk about it.
That would be so weird.
Yeah. Hey, much more to come, but a quick word from our friends at Oxford Gold. With all the chaos in our country, for instance, the presidential race going on, do you find yourself thinking about self-defense, home protection, and financial protection more than ever? You probably should.
One form of financial protection is diversification. Gold has often been used throughout history to protect assets against inflation. Gold's a global reserve asset. Countries are buying massive amounts of gold as a hedge against financial collapse.
It's time to protect yourself and invest in gold. Stop thinking things are just going to get better somehow. You need to look out for yourself and your family.
Our friends at the Oxford Gold Group will help you understand why you need gold in your 401k and why you should have gold on hand. It's easy, it's simple, and the Oxford Gold Group is there to help you get involved.
Here's what you do. Visit oxfordgoldgroup.com/free and order the investment guide. Or, you know, if you've already ordered precious metals or you're confident about it, go ahead and make a purchase of precious metals. Earn up $2,500 in free gold. Or, again, just get the information. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. That's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free.
Look, Jack, that story you tell all the time about being a circus performer in Ringling Brothers, Washington Post giving you four Pinocchios. There's no tape of you being in this. You got to stop saying it.
Ringling Brothers just made a statement that you've never been employed by the circus. Okay, I get it. I get it. So there I was on the trapeze, hanging by one finger.
The crowd cheering me on.
The fact that a dude like that exists is fine. I get that. The fact that he's POTUS and they want to run him for POTUS again, we are in a strange spot, historically speaking.
Yeah, and that's one of several stories. It's the fire where he had to rescue his wife and the being arrested with Nelson Mandela, to name a few.
Oh, right. Somebody said, excuse me, you can't go this way, you got to go that way, when he was with Mandela, which became, I was arrested with Mandela. You were told, you got to stay on the sidewalk.
And they had, those days, used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty,
no.
Put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
No, I don't remember that. And I don't believe you ever did it. And if if Corn Pop existed, I'm sure the two of you had a disagreement about, hey, please don't jump on the diving board. I didn't. Just don't jump, okay? And that mutated in his mind to the giant chain V knife melee with Corn Pop.
But I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Doesn't it have the same feel to it?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
He had a mild disagreement with some dude named Corn Pop, lasted 10 seconds, and everybody said, okay, all right, fine. But no, that became this you know, Black Knight at the Bridge, speaking of Monty Python references, you know, Bloodfest and his you know, the brief of wild stories he tells.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, all right, fine. He ran a bad bunch of boys, or he didn't, or whatever.
And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
He probably was a local Boy Scout leader. Anyway, speaking of that sort of thing, Biden was speaking about the recent school shooting, the Iowa shooting, in which a middle schooler was killed.
Yeah.
The shooter manifesto is front page news for weeks, unless the shooter manifesto is up with transgender, up with LGBTQ plus minus BBQ, which this kid apparently was. Then the manifesto disappears in seconds. 3, 2, 1, it's gone. Either way, it's tragic. We got to start dealing with angry young people who feel like they don't have an outlet in life or don't have a hope in life, never mind their particular brand of crazy. But there was Biden talking about the Iowa shooting, how tragic it was. Then push, we've got to have an assault weapons ban. We've got to have a high-capacity magazine ban. Well, this kid was using a shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Now, as usual, this stuff had nothing to do with the shooting in question and would have done nothing to prevent it.
And this is almost always the case. The things they call for wouldn't have stopped the shooting that started the conversation again. That's an odd thing.
National Review had a piece I sat on for a couple of weeks, and we just didn't get to it, going into one of the terrible, terrible shootings. It was that Army Reserve vet, the firearms instructor, went crazy and killed a bunch of people. Everybody knew. Everybody knew he was dangerous. Everybody knew he should not get firearms. Everybody knew it. And nothing could be done. And he broke many laws and committed the shooting. So when are we going to get serious? But again, it's mostly politics. All right. Complete change of topic. the weirdest, most persuasive defense I've heard for Claudine Gay, the former president of Harvard, saying, yeah, guilty of plagiarism, kind of, sort of, but of course she was. Kind of funny and ironic, really smart, coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production.
This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Coming up, so how'd that iPhone, I think it was an iPhone, fall from the plane 16,000 feet and not even get cracked? The physics behind that is somewhat interesting. Hunter Biden pulling a cunning stunt on Capitol Hill with his lawyers, but it went a bit sideways. We'll have the exciting audio for you coming up to kick off next hour. If you don't happen to get next hour, you got to go somewhere. Subscribe to our podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand, and you can listen to it later on. An introduction of the players in the audio we're about to play. First of all, Peter Boghossian, fabulous thinker, writer, commentator. He was a professor at, I believe it was Portland State University, who got run out for resisting the DEI cult, but has done some wonderful work bringing people's attention to that cult and its damaging effects. And he's talking to Bruce Gilley, who also, I think he's still at Portland State. He's professor of political science, director of the PhD program in public affairs at Portland State University. And they're talking about Claudine Gay and the allegations, well, they're proven hell, of plagiarism. Now, stick with this, because he kind of works his way to his conclusion. But I found it really interesting, and I hope you do too. Number 40, Michael.
Before I go into it, do you have any brief thoughts on it, the Claudine Gay and DEI plagiarism scandals?
Well, I think it ultimately all comes back to the same thing, which is higher education, maybe general intellectual life as a whole, has always been political, right? So you say that this art's political or that writing, that guy's book is political. Fine. It's always been political in some sense. You know, right. You can have standards of logic or evidence and stuff, but saying that someone's political. But I think what happened, which people only now realize, really, is some of these fields, if not all of them, especially the studies fields, stopped being political. Political meaning a situation where people can have different points of view, even though they take points of view.
Right.
And they became totalitarian.
Correct.
Which is, means there is no possibility of having more than one point of view. Once a field becomes totalitarian, i.e. what, once it loses the debate that marks a political situation, thinking itself becomes degraded. Because why would you try and think different thoughts? Your whole job is to find a script and to follow it. And the logical conclusion of that is to actually start to recite it.
Right.
To repeat it.
Like Marxist ideological training.
To plagiarize it.
Right.
But it's not plagiarism. Because as a good party member, you're repeating the mantras of the master. You are citing the key phrases. You are showing how history all can be understood through this master narrative, which in the case of the DEI or the Black Studies people is the oppression of black people and structural racism. We know that.
So I could, you heard the last part, and that's the key part, and I suppose I could summarize it, but they kind of do it for us. Here's the condensed Reader's Digest five-fingered punch version.
In some ways, people having this kind of neo-Victorian response, oh dear, plagiarism.
Right.
Is silly because of course she plagiarizes. Because plagiarism is all about a totalitarian mindset of following the master and repeating the mantras and adhering to the principles.
That's so
interesting. And we should have known all along that these DEI diversity recruits and appointments we're going to be full of plagiarism, because in a communist or a totalitarian mindset, that's not called plagiarism. It's called towing the line.
So how interesting is that? It took that aspect of lockstep cult thinking through the lens of, we don't allow plagiarism. Universities have become perverted beyond recognition. They've completely abandoned their mission. They've become factories of indoctrination as opposed to citadels of the quest for knowledge, for debate, for weighing ideas, which is a wonderful thing. And the American university system used to be the envy of the globe. But anyway, they hung on to, well, one thing at least, and that's you're not allowed to plagiarize. But the reality of these blankety-blank studies is that they're nothing but plagiarism. They're parroting the totalitarian slogans over and over again. That's all they have. You engage these people in an argument where you try to trade facts, and they are so freaked out by that, they say, you're just saying that because you're white. Or, your truth is not my truth, because yours is a white truth. You can't, don't cite facts to me, don't cite data, because all they have are the slogans. So of course they plagiarize. brought down by the last vestige of the traditional university plagiarism. Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.